Welcome back to the You Can Homeschool podcast, where Pat Fenner and Tracy Hegerman candidly discuss all things homeschooling, the good, the bad, and the brilliant. Go ahead and grab your favorite drink, find a cozy spot, and join this week's lively discussion.
Welcome back to You Can Homeschool. I'm Tracy Hegerman, the happy homeschooler, and I'm here once again with Pat Fenner from Breakthrough Homeschooling. And today is an exciting, although bittersweet, day. This is our 100th episode of You Can Homeschool. And I'm thinking 100 episodes, that's a ton of episodes, but you know what? It has just flown by. So that's totally Basically 2 years of us once a week talking it up about homeschooling.
Mm-hmm. Man, wow. I hope it's been a blessing for you guys, because it's certainly been a blessing for us, and just a time to be able to share and encourage and hopefully empower, you know, the next gen of homeschool moms.
And I think we have a little message today. Today's actually going to be our last episode of the You Can Homeschool podcast, unless something changes that we're not aware of at this point. Pat and I have felt in our hearts that it's time for us to move on to the next chapter of our lives. And so we're going to talk a little bit about how we got here. And for our listeners today, you're going to go through different stages with your homeschooling. Mm-hmm. You know, your kids will be in like grade school and then middle school and then high school and then, you know, maybe a trade or college or whatever. And you're going to go through different stages. And at some point, you're going to get to a place and go, oh, I don't need to homeschool anymore. They're done.
But I want to just interject here for a moment that even if you are not at that stage that Tracy and I are at, that I really believe you are going to be able to apply a lot of the stuff we're talking about today into your journey, no matter where you are. And as I was going over my notes, I was thinking, dang, I wish I had known some of this stuff way back when. So even if you're a young homeschooler or a new homeschooler, if you are a living, breathing person with kids, you should listen to this episode. It's going to be gangbusters.
Mm-hmm. So one of the points we wanted to talk about today had to do with knowing when it's time to move on to something else. And if you think about homeschooling, like, there was a period in homeschooling where I was like so on top of the kids because they're young and they needed a cue all the time for, okay, what's the next, you know, point of your math problem. Like, you're there with them, sitting with them. And usually that's when they're really young, you're so present. Mm-hmm. And then over time, it kind of happens over time that all of a sudden you start giving them more and more ownership for their work. And pretty soon, by the time they're in their teens, if you homeschool till their teens, you'll find that they're doing most of the work and you're more of a mentor. So there's very much a change that's going on in the way you're homeschooling and how much involvement you're having as you're handing over the responsibility of homeschooling to your kids. And so that's part of what we're want to talk about today, is how, as the mom, like, how do you know it's time to move to that next piece? Mm-hmm. So one of the things I wanted to talk about was, if you notice pushback from your kids, like, you know, you're setting up a schedule with them and they're pushing you, saying, oh, I don't want to do it that way, or I didn't like doing it that way. That's right there is a sign a lot of times that they're pushing back because they're ready to take more responsibility. They're ready to own their schedule. And so having that conversation with them about, okay, what don't you like about this schedule? For example, my youngest didn't want to get up so early in the morning. She wanted to do more work in the evening, which is not something that we usually did in our homeschool. And she's a night owl. And so we had to make that transition. And I had to allow her to do that. I had to give her the freedom to do that. And that worked. And so I had to go with that change. Mm-hmm. So it's knowing when it's time to move on to something else.
Right. And, you know, that's also appropriate for you as a mom. You might be feeling pushback in what you're doing. And, oh, I'm tired of this routine. Oh, Monday again. Oh, my goodness. Like, Monday should be exciting. Monday should be, it's a clean slate, brand new palette. Let's get started. If you're dreading Mondays, listen to yourself. You know, why are you dreading Mondays? What are you not liking? What things... Perhaps is it time for you and the kids to move on from?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So in us moving on beyond the podcast, my youngest just graduated. Well, she graduated a year ago, but because of COVID, she didn't actually have her formal convocation from university until this past week. So she went to university in Newfoundland in Canada. And so we made a trip out there. We had a wonderful trip, but I really have been feeling this past year that as my kids are all going out, you know, two are moved out, one's looking to move out, you know, so we're going to have that empty nest. And I'm feeling very much, it's time for me to move on to something else. I loved homeschooling. I can't say enough about it. I love the whole philosophy of homeschooling. I love the freedom of homeschooling. I love the amount of family time with homeschooling. And so it's a part of me is a little sad because it's like, oh, I don't want to give this up. But I also realize that it's time for me to move to something new. Mm-hmm. And that can be a bit scary sometimes, especially when you don't know what that new thing is. And I am trying to figure that out. Mm-hmm. So as homeschoolers, as you move year to year, sometimes you don't know, are you going to homeschool 1 year? Are you going to homeschool 5 years? You don't always know, but right. That's okay. That's okay. It's important to be present in the moment. Like, what are you doing today? What's important today? What can you focus on tomorrow? What are your plans just for tomorrow? You don't mm-hmm. always have to know 2 years out or 5 years out how it's going to go. But I am very convicted right now that it's time for me to move to something new. And it's scary and exciting all at the same time.
My daughter, I don't know if she's coined the term, but she introduced into our family the term nervited, which is a combination of nervous and excited. And we use that all the time now. And this is a very nerviting time for me as well. I want to share a story recently that happened that's kind of put everything in context for me as we're moving forward here. So Tracy was on a recent vacation and took a road trip down to the States, which, you know, you all might know by now she's from Canada. And she drove down to Myrtle Beach with a very good friend of hers. And Myrtle Beach is only a few hours from me. So the weekend that she was in Myrtle Beach, I knew she was coming and everything, but just... there was a lot going on. I never made the connection. The weekend she came down was the weekend we actually celebrated our youngest daughter's graduation from high school. So my husband was home for the weekend because he travels when he works, and some of the other kids had come in and everything. And we had kind of a party on Saturday. Well, we had a big party with family and friends. So we're sitting around the couch, and I get a text from Tracy, and she says, "Hey, we're in Myrtle Beach. I'll be here, you know, for a few days, but then I have to leave on, I don't know, it was like Monday or Tuesday. You know, if you're free, come see me." Well, one of my sons, we kind of have a very friendly relationship. So he saw the text come in and he picked up my phone. And he knows about Tracy. Tracy and I have been podcasting for 2 years, right? So my family knows Tracy and or knows of her. And so he read the text. And I didn't know what it was. And he starts typing, and then I can hear the send sound. I said, "What was? Hey, who was that? What was that?" And he said, "Tracy's in Myrtle Beach, and she invited you to go spend some time with her. So I told her that you're packing up and you'll be leaving tomorrow." I said, "What?" I could immediately think of a dozen reasons why this was not going to work. I really wanted to. Maybe there'll be another time. You know, the family's home. It's Hope's graduation, blah, blah, blah. My kids were all in that room, and they were like, "Well, of course you're going. Like, why wouldn't you go?" I said, "But you guys are here. When are you ever going to get a chance to meet Tracy?" So, long story short, the next morning, I found myself in my van, all alone, with my bags packed, headed to Myrtle Beach. And I felt so supported by my family. They knew how important it was to me. And I got this feeling driving, and I just kind of term it now my why not years. This was like the entrance to my why not years. You know, why not go see Tracy? Why not do whatever? Why not have a business, pursue a business of my own that I'm excited about? Why not take a class that's going to help develop a skill and interest that I have? Why not? And that was such a freeing. I felt like I was on cloud nine. It was unbelievable. And then to meet Tracy, oh, we only had like 24 hours together. It was like we'd known each other forever. We just picked up conversation. Like, it was so comfortable. I could have been really awkward because, you know, she had her friend there too, who I didn't know. It was so comfortable. And the point I'm trying to make is that that's just an attitude. It's just an attitude, the why not years. Like, these can be your why not years. You may feel you're kind of settled down or overwhelmed or confused or whatever feeling you're having with homeschooling and all the responsibilities and daunting future that's in front of you. But it doesn't have to be that way. These can be your why not years. Why not have a great time doing this? Why not get closer to your kids? Why not learn how to do math with them? You know, why not? What's stopping you? It's all in our heads. And oh my gosh, I wish I had had that pivot years ago. But that's okay. You know, God can use anything at any time. So that's kind of what's framing, you know, the framework to my contact, to my change and pivot as we are moving forward. I don't really know everything. I have some ideas of what's going on. I'll share some with you later in this podcast. But generally speaking, why not?
Yeah. And what's so neat about that, when I got the text, I didn't know it was from Pat's son. I was like, wow, she's really going to come, even though she's so busy this weekend. But what I had thought about when I got it, I was so excited. And it was such a pleasure to meet you, Pat. But how many times have we said over the last 2 years, we're going to meet one day? Somehow that would come up. We're going to meet one day. Not virtually. We're going to meet in person. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, of course we're going to meet one day. And 3 hours apart, yeah, there was stuff going on. But you know, out of faith, just got in that van and we met and it was so wonderful. And then it was like, well, of course we did this. Why wouldn't we do this? So again, it was, but it was all those little times that we had mentioned it a few times. So maybe in your heart, as you're homeschooling, you know, maybe there's a desire you have in your heart. Maybe you want to write a book. Maybe there's something you want to do. Maybe you want to take on some part-time work and you're thinking, how do I do that with homeschooling and everything? But if that thought keeps coming up, I want you to take that thought and go, what is it about this? Is there something there? Why not? Why not? Why not? The possibilities are there.
Yes.
Well, I was going to go on to another vein with a story that I had of something that happened last week, which was such a teaching moment for me from God. And for those of you that know me, I am a planner extraordinaire. I like to plan things out. I, you know, was a few years out from finishing homeschooling and I already had a plan in place of how I was going to transition out of homeschooling and what I was going to do. And that's just my nature. I'm a planner. I like to plan out. And as I'm going forward, I don't, right now I've got a few options on the table, but I haven't really chosen yet exactly what I'm going to do. But I was reminded by God last week to be in the moment. And as I had mentioned, I had traveled to Newfoundland for my daughter's convocation. And Newfoundland, we take a big ferry, take a car onto this massive ferry that carries transport trucks and, I don't know, 100 cars. And this takes about 7-8 hours to get across the water to get out to Newfoundland and Labrador. And so on the way back, we were traveling during the day on the ferry, and there were very, very few people on the ferry because it was a Victoria Day holiday weekend. So we were traveling on the Saturday. So there was only about 8 cars. Usually there's hundreds. And so as I was getting on, I asked one of the workers, I said, do you think I'll be able to see a whale? I've always wanted to see a whale. They're known to be seen. And the gentleman said, he shook his head and he said, they're really not abundant until June, mid-June. And he said, so it's highly doubtful. And I'm like, okay, whatever. So I go out to the deck by myself. And it's super windy. So my kids had been out there, but they wanted to go inside. And it's super windy, but I have my coat around me. And I, those who know me know I love the outdoors. So I'm scanning the horizon and I'm talking to God in my head. I'm like, oh, please, please show me a whale. I'd love to see a whale. I love nature. Okay. I love nature. And I'm like, I really want to see a whale in its natural habitat. Like, and then all of a sudden I was like, I looked at the sky and it was this beautiful blue. I saw like one little cloud. I looked at the water. It was shimmering from the sun. And I thought, wait a minute. And I said, I'm sorry, God. I am asking you for a whale. And you have put in front of me this beautiful picture, this beautiful water. I'm out here alone in the wind. The breeze is on my face. I have this beautiful picture and I'm asking you for more. And I'm not enjoying what's in front of me. And so I just was like, all of a sudden, like, I don't need my whale. You've already given me that. And it's kind of like enjoying the moment. Mm-hmm. So I was really convicted. A couple hours later, I'd been going in and out because it was cold, but I really liked being out there. A couple hours out later, I'm out there and I'm standing on the deck again by myself, just looking out, not really thinking about much, just enjoying the moment, being in the moment. And all of a sudden, I see this massive fin come out of the water. And it's like, I guess it's one of the side fins. So I'm assuming the whale was on its side, like the massive fin. And then I'm almost giddy because it's not right beside the boat, but it's, or the ship, it's quite a ways out. And I'm thinking, am I hallucinating? Am I actually seeing this? And 4 more times that massive fin went out of the water. And I am seriously laughing. Like I'm like, like I'm just like beside myself. And then the final time that it went in, the 5th time it went in, all of a sudden I saw the big puff of water as the whale, you know, does this, the blow it through its, whatever, the blow spout or whatever you call that thing. Mm-hmm. I see one and then a second one and then it was gone. And I was just in awe because I had asked the Lord for that. And then I thought, no, be in the moment, be in the moment. And I really was okay with that. And then 2 hours later, the Lord gives me this beautiful gift. And 5 times, because I kept questioning, is this really happening? And I thought, thank you, Lord. Thank you. But God will provide those moments, you know, that when we see our kids go across stage and graduate, and you think about all the times that you were fighting in the homeschooling or things weren't going well, and you'll have those moments, those whale moments. But God also asks us in the day to day to see the beauty in every day. And those times in homeschooling that, you know, weren't going well, or was that, you know, in conflict with my kids, mm-hmm. it was always like, okay, back up. Your kids are here. They're healthy. They're mm-hmm. well. You get to spend time with them. You have the freedom to fix your schedule. So it's backing up, being in the moment. And so And I just wanted to share that with you. That story just so resonated with me about homeschooling and being in the moment.
And you know what strikes me from that story most is how you were able to express gratitude for what had been given to you. And once you did that, you know, not right away, you know, it was later on, but once you were able to get yourself in that position, get your heart in that position, look what, how God blessed you. And then I know that doesn't always happen. You know, I'm not trying to make this sound simplistic, but I will say that the times in my life when I have been able to stop back up and look for whatever in the situation, whatever I can be grateful for and be thankful for, that has made those times, you know, go more smoothly, and that God has blessed me. Now, maybe not in that situation, that instance, you know, maybe it's the next day, maybe it's in something else, but he never fails to bless gratitude. He doesn't ever fail to bless gratitude. I can say that with conviction. You know, it's not always how we might want or think or, you know, anticipate it looking like, but he does want us, because we are grateful. As we're taping this right now, we have recently in the States had a really tragic loss in a Texas school. And one of the things that you have pointed out, Tracy, about, you know, one of the things you could be grateful for is that you have your children there to homeschool. And as frustrating as it is, or can be sometimes, you know, you have that relationship with them. They are, you're physically together. You don't need to worry about their physical safety, at least, you know, in relation to what the story that just broke the other day. So there's some, you know, so there's some takeaways that I think are important for for you as you're listening to this. One of them I hope you can pull out of this is the value of just do it. You know, Tracy stepped forward and just asked God, you know, hey, can I see a whale? Even knowing it wasn't necessarily the season. She was grateful, you know, and then God blessed her with my story with, you know, going in the van. Oh, you know, that was definitely an example of just do it. And God really blessed, I don't know, he blessed everybody. You know, my kids had the opportunity to be generous and not self-serving, not that they are selfish kids, but, you know, they really had a specific opportunity, a moment to put my needs before theirs, and they did it so beautifully and so graciously. You know, and that was a blessing too, not only to me, but to them, that they, you know, were able to exercise that. So just doing it is important, because my second point is done is better than perfect. Mm-hmm. When you are able to just do it, sometimes it's not going to be perfect. Most times it won't be perfect, because the thing is, when we're looking for perfection, when we're always trying to make it perfect and have all our ducks in a row and know exactly what we're doing next or after this, it often doesn't either turn out that way, or we don't do anything because we're so stuck in, we have to get all the plans right. Everything has to line up, and then we don't do anything. So done is better than perfection, because done means we've gone ahead and taken action. Yeah. And God can steer us or redirect us or however he wants to do in his plan. And the last point, I just want, if you're listening to this, I really want to drive home, is to believe in yourself. Because, Mom, if you're listening to this, no matter where you are in your homeschooling journey, if God's called you to this journey, he has equipped you, not only as a home educator, as a parent, as a person. Like, there's stuff in you that has nothing to do with homeschooling, nothing to do with being a parent. You are capable and special and important inherently because God made you. Mm-hmm. Period. Mm-hmm. End of sentence, you know. And that's really important to believe. He's given you, he's equipped you already for what his plans are for you. Mm-hmm. And I realize I'm feeling like I'm preaching, but hopefully I'm preaching to the choir. Like, if you know somebody that needs to hear these stories and these lessons and this encouragement. I really would ask that this would be a great episode to forward to a friend.
Mm-hmm. And we want to leave these episodes up, you know, that you can go back to. When we started doing this, we really wanted to give back. Mm-hmm. What were the key things in homeschooling? Like, what made the difference? And mm-hmm. I find in life, it's always good to have a mentor, someone who's gone before. So they've already gone through some of the experiences, so you can avoid some of the traps or the real difficulties. So we want to leave these episodes, these 100 episodes up, sort of as a legacy towards homeschoolers and benefiting them. I just feel like we're leaving a little trace, a little treasure, mm-hmm. That if you can, you know, glean some nuggets, and then if it can make your homeschooling, it can bless your home and your homeschooling and your family in any way, then that would be great. And that would be great mm-hmm. to know, because that's really why we did it. We just felt, you know, we've got all this knowledge and I want to share it. I want to share it with someone yeah. else. So I really hope that through this, that you're encouraged and realize that you homeschooling is about figuring out your values, mm-hmm. the skills that you have and your kids, their own unique skills and talents, and making it work so that you have this lifestyle of learning that's abundant, like with abundant blessings. I think that's sort of how we wanted to like end our mm-hmm. podcast. Say like, it's a wonderful life. It's not always guaranteed what's going to happen next or how things are going to go, but it's your life and it's important, and enjoy it. Be in the moment, enjoy it as much as you can.
Mm-hmm. And I want to encourage you also, if you enjoy podcasts, if you've listened over the years now to Tracy and I, my next step will be, one of the things I do know is that June 21st, which is the first day of summer solstice, I will be launching the Strong Women Bright Future podcast. And that really kind of was motivated by some of the transitions that have been going on in my life the last couple of years. It is it isn't homeschool focused, but it is a woman, self, person, creation of God focused. So it's really focused on helping women complete and go through the transitions in their lives with strength and beauty and optimism, positivity, and just having a better, stronger sense of self and who we are. And I know there are times that we don't feel strong, and there are times that we don't feel like our future is bright, and it doesn't matter how we feel. And that's really one of the keys that I'm trying to get through on that podcast, is it really doesn't matter how we feel. We are strong women. We have a bright future, and let's walk into it. So that will be the Strong Woman Bright Future podcast. And if you're interested in either getting early access or just, you know, staying in the loop, I'll have in the show notes, I'll have the link that you can sign up, and I'll shoot you a couple of emails when it's getting ready to be launched, and you can listen in. But I'd love to see you over there. And I'm really, really excited about this venture. Very excited, and hope it will continue to serve you, Mama, too, as you grow and develop.
And I just want to say, Pat, that I'm really looking forward to your new podcast, because from what I've learned meeting you in person and talking to you over the last 2 years, you are a woman with a strong heart, and you're a genuine encourager. Mm. And that is such a gift that you have. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life or that. Whenever I would, you know, speak to you either on the podcast or outside when we'd visit a little bit online, I just always felt so encouraged. I would always come away from interacting with you feeling better, just aww. Generally. And I just wanted to say, I'm just so excited for you about your podcast. And I just can't wait to hear what's going on and what's next. Mm. So
well, thank
I just
you.
Wanted to share that with you. Thank you. And for myself, you know, I'm a writer, so I do plan to get back to some of my writing. Some of you know I have a background in project management, and I've been taking some more training in that area because something that I love to do and I do well, and I'm looking for the right place for God to place me to take some of those project management skills and give me a meaningful ministry or something to work in. I don't know what it is yet. I just know I'm just being open and going. So I don't know what the future holds yet, but I'm excited and excited about the future. And I just want to say all the, those that have listened to us, we thank you for tuning in. You know, whether it was once or whether it was all 100 episodes, because without you, we wouldn't have, you know, a podcast and a way to share. So I just want to encourage all of you as you move forward in your life with your families that you feel God's abundant blessings and you can do it. You can do it. Just do it. Move forward.
That's right. Great. Well, that's a great note to end on. And so I guess we'll do that. We're going to sign off, and I just want to say thank you as well.
Okay. Everybody. So remember, you can homeschool. It can be absolutely awesome. Enjoy it. Enjoy every moment because it goes away so quickly.
Yes, it does. It does. So treasure it. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Signing out. Last time. Bye-bye.
Well, that wraps up another episode of the You Can Homeschool podcast. Thanks for joining us for another candid conversation. For more information on life-changing books, courses, and coaching services, or if you have a homeschooling topic you'd like to hear discussed in a show, check our show notes for how to reach out to Pat and Tracy.